This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Michael and Dean, and that was House Arrest by Cherry Mooney. Michael, have you ever thought what would it be like to be under house arrest?
Not specifically house arrest, but I have been watching a lot of the new series of Orange is the New Black. So I feel like I've got some ideas of what could potentially keep myself occupied. I mean, if I'm at home, I'm most likely alone, so I can't really start like a prison gang war or anything.
No.
There's a few things are probably off the table, but I'm like, okay, I could keep myself occupied. I mean, how long are we talking? How long do I have?
Well, maybe, what if you had 6 months under house arrest?
Oh, good grief.
I would love it because this is the opportunity I've been waiting for to clean my house.
Like, and it honestly, would still not be done.
But no, well, all I could do, the good thing about it, this is the kind of way to clean my house that I think is perfect, because I couldn't leave the house, so I can't take things to the rubbish, which means other people have to do that. So I've just got to put it in rubbish bags. So the hassle work, which isn't the actual cleaning, like that's getting the garbage bins, then taking them down to the bin, it's all done for me.
It's all done for
me. Because I can't leave the house. This is the perfect opportunity I've been waiting for to clean my apartment. I just need to get under house arrest.
You need to get under house arrest. I think I would spend a lot of time dressing up our dog. He already gets dressed up quite a lot. just in hats and scarves and glasses and things. Just
you start your own little Instagram project.
I would start an Instagram project of like 365 days of dog drag.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It scares me that I know how accurate that is that you would do that.
I would get a lot of reading done, to be quite honest. A lot of tea drinking and a lot of reading would get done.
So a part of me thinks I'd watch a lot of TV, but I probably wouldn't.
I probably wouldn't. I mean, unless something has just like come out. If there's a new season of something, sure.
Well, I was very excited because I realised in the past week that a new season of Sugar Rush and Nailed It existed on my streaming platforms.
Oh, nice.
And I'm a sucker for a cooking show because it really gives me the urge to think about cooking. I don't
and
actually do
cook.
It. But you know what surprises me about both of these shows? No one greases the pans when they cook a cake. It's the thing that in this latest season.
I don't watch a lot of cake cooking shows.
Oh my God,
so
these are two shows that you should watch because it's competition with some amateur bakers, sometimes not. But it's
is it all silicon pans and non-stick?
No,
like,
no.
How,
like,
how are they getting these cakes out?
They're tin pans, but it's so stressful. And they're put so Nailed It, they have to recreate
sure.
these amazing looking cakes, and they all do a bad job or they can't cook. Sugar Rush, where you've got people who are actual cake decorators and they've got to make creative sweets. But they're all under a time limit and they're all freaking out so much. And it's amazing how often people forget to just
grease a pan.
Standard thing.
I mean, as long as you've got a good, you know, good solid internet connection, which nobody does because we live in Melbourne.
No.
You could do a lot of things like Orange is the New Black. They start their own like vlog from within prison because they get contraband phones.
I mean, maybe
and
this
then
is
they end
how
up doing a they end up doing a radio show in the prison.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So
it's like Joy in prison.
In prison. You could set up a little. You could make your own reality show. You could set up cameras in the house and broadcast.
I really
my life
be,
under house
I
arrest.
I really want to be under
Dino
house
Curie.
Arrest now. This is giving me so many ideas. I
yeah,
think
right.
It's very dangerous. Mate, I'm not. I mean, I'm not going to go out and commit a crime. But you know, maybe it needs to happen.
Maybe
I don't know
it needs
what's going
happen.
On. Mate, I mean, but normally when I'm under house arrest, I just lie there and do nothing.
I mean, there'd be a lot of that also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I reckon I'd be proactive.
I'd be relatively proactive, mostly reading.
It's that thing, there's only one way that you're going to know. It's like you always wonder, what would I be like in the Big Brother house? Like, yeah. I don't want it to enter for the spectacle.
Mm.
But what would I be like if I actually entered the Big Brother home?
I think you'd be the villain.
Oh, I would be the person that would drive everyone crazy. I
absolutely
have no doubt
mental, yeah.
But they deserved it. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Michael and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.